Google to give away 100,000 security keys, and NIST approves a lightweight IoT cryptography standard. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 10th of February, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Run Zero, the asset inventory and network visibility company. In today's top story, the US and UK governments have levied sanctions against seven Russian members of the TrickBot cybercrime gang. Both countries say the sanctions are part of a coordinated crackdown against the ransomware ecosystem. TrickBot is known to have rented access to computers infected by its botnet to the Ryuk cybercrime group, which allowed Ryuk to deploy ransomware on corporate or government networks. TrickBot also developed its own ransomware strains known as Conti and Diavol. Over the years, the group has become one of the largest ransomware crews in the world, facilitating ransomware attacks for other gangs and also conducting its own attacks under the Conti brand. The US and UK press releases announcing the sanctions have also linked the TrickBot gang to the Russian government. Both the US and UK governments say that members of the TrickBot gang are linked to Russia's intelligence services and have likely received tasking from Russian state agencies. Following the sanctions, US and UK companies are now forbidden from paying ransoms to the group, and financial entities must freeze any of the group's assets. The US National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, has announced that a group of cryptographic algorithms called ASCON will become its lightweight cryptography standard later in 2023. Once officially published, ASCON will become NIST's recommended cryptographic algorithm for lightweight electronics or IoT devices. NIST says ASCON was selected to become its new IoT cryptography standard following a five-year selection process that received 56 other submissions. ASCON was developed in 2014 by a team of cryptographers from Graz University of Technology, Infineon Technologies, Lamar Security Research and Radboud University, and consists of seven algorithms suitable for various hardware platforms and capabilities. Google says it will be distributing 100,000 Titan security keys globally to high-risk individuals throughout this year at no cost. Recipients will include journalists and professionals working in politics. Google says that since 2020, the company has distributed more than 20,000 security keys. Most were distributed in the US to help secure previous election cycles through the company's Defending Digital Campaigns program. Google now wants to expand the program globally to more countries, but is also distributing more keys in the USA in preparation for the upcoming 2024 US elections. Microsoft has announced it will embed Adobe's Acrobat PDF engine in future versions of its Microsoft Edge browser. The change will roll out in March 2023 for the Edge browser on both Windows 10 and Windows 11. The Adobe Acrobat PDF engine will run alongside the current Edge PDF engine, which will be removed on March 31 next year. Twitter is falling behind on its regulatory obligations in Europe and may eventually face some serious fines. The European Commission says Twitter has fallen behind Google, Meta, Microsoft and TikTok on reporting disinformation operations and providing data to authorities. Wired is also reporting that Twitter is ignoring requests from European users to have their data deleted from the platform, which would violate a core principle of the EU's GDPR. These types of GDPR violations usually attract eye-watering fines. Russian state-affiliated hackers have breached the personal email account of Stuart MacDonald, a UK MP for the Scottish National Party and staunch supporter of Ukraine. MacDonald, who publicly confirmed the hack, says the personal email account of one of his staff has also been breached, but his parliamentary account was not affected. The threat actor behind the account compromises is believed to be linked to Russia's intelligence services. Security firm Proofpoint has discovered a new financially motivated threat actor that appeared last October and has targeted organisations in the US and Germany. Tracked under the codename TA866, the group uses phishing emails to trick victims into installing malware on their systems. The first payloads are two malware strains named Wasabi Seed and Screenshotter, with the latter being used to take screenshots of the victim's screen. Proofpoint says TA866 uses these screenshots to assess the level of access they have before moving forward with the attack and deploying additional malware, such as AHKBot or the Rhadamanthus Stealer. Researchers from Graphica say that in late 2022, they observed the Spamouflage group use deepfake techniques to generate video news reports that promoted the interests of the Chinese government. Graphica says the group almost certainly produced the AI-generated video using an AI video creation platform operated by UK-based company Synthesia. Despite the effort to make their influence operation more credible, Graphica says the videos were low quality and spammy in nature and received less than 300 views. Graphica says it's now seeing other threat actors using the same AI tools to create videos targeting online conversations in Burkina Faso. Cybersecurity firm Avast says four Dota 2 game mods published on the official Steam store contained malicious code. Avast says the code acted as a backdoor and allowed the attacker to run custom JavaScript code on a Dota player's system. Researchers said the attack was possible because the Dota 2 game was using a version of the V8 JavaScript interpreter compiled in December 2018, which is known to be vulnerable to multiple security flaws. While V8 is typically used inside web browsers, Dota 2 was using it to show the game's user interface. Avast says the hacker exploited a vulnerability for which proof-of-concept exploit code has been published and was widely available. Valve, the company behind Dota 2, updated the game's V8 engine on January 12 to prevent future exploitation attempts. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is the principal security researcher at Run Zero, Pierce Barry, who touches on NIST's recent adoption of ASCON as its upcoming lightweight cryptography standard.
The U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, aka NIST, recently announced a winner in their four-year-long lightweight cryptography program. The selected family of algorithms, dubbed ASCON, is straightforward to implement and lightweight enough to run on devices with limited resources, such as IoT and embedded designs, providing robust encryption of ephemeral secrets and data using very little computational power. The inclusion of these algorithms, which also contain countermeasures against side-channel attacks, to the NIST cryptographic standards should hopefully lead to better privacy on small tech devices, such as wearables, smart home, medical, automotive, and more. Need to discover IoT and other small tech devices that are on your network? Visit runzero.com and start your free trial today.
And that was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, Run Zero. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for listening.